takes.
And you kind of
push it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10-0. What?
Welcome to the WAGS Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, exploring the existence of the boogeyman, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
Tell me about your VBS days, Ron.
My VBS days?
Brian O. Yeah.
Well, it all came back really when I first got my first computer.
Which was?
A 286? I think it was called a 286.
Oh. What are you talking about? You weren't... Oh, you came late.
Well, there was...
286?
There was XTs. I may have had an XT and then a 286.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go back to the good old days.
What, the Apple IIe's?
Yeah.
No, the Abacus.
But anyway, so friends of mine... I didn't have money for a computer, and friends of mine had... They were big into computers, and they had spare parts, and they had all these things. So they put together a computer for me. The only thing that they didn't have was a case. So I worked at a food store, and we grabbed a cardboard box, and we used that as a case. And they cut out a spot for the CD drive. They cut out a spot for the plug and everything. So it was this cardboard box computer that I would carry around with me. I don't think I have that anymore, which is surprising because I save a lot of things.
A lot of things.
But it was a Kimberly Clark box. I do remember that.
Kimberly Clark 286.
My Kimberly Clark 286.
It had a CD in it. It couldn't have a CD in it. And floppy.
Floppy, I guess. 3.5 inch.
That's 3.5? You came so late to the party.
Oh, well, we did have some 5.25. Maybe you had both. I don't know. But anyway.
You're late to the party. I thought we were going to have a good conversation about the good old days.
I'm getting there.
No, you're already 4 years... Man, I must be older than you.
You're older than dirt, I guess.
All right, I guess.
So, anyway, so there was this thing called BBS bulletin board systems that we could dial up and...
Okay, do Quang on next question.
All right.
What baud rate were you running at?
300 baud, I think, was my first modem.
Okay.
I remember having to use the same phone line, my parents' phone line, to call. So I would disconnect their phone... And I would plug it into the computer, and I would dial up. I guess it was somebody else's computer, like they were the host, let's say. So I would do it at late at night. So, like after 9 o'clock, which that's late at night.
Cheaper rates?
No. I would do it then because nobody really called the house after 9 o'clock. So, and then I would just call this one person's computer, and I forget we played.
What
something.
Was the name of the board?
I don't know, but it was just
Prodigy.
No.
My friend Donna used.
No, it was somebody's house, so whatever. But we played this game. So my friend John and I would call this person's computer and place our move, and it was some kind of war game, I guess, and whatever. And then you could type a little text to each other or something. So we never really met this guy. I don't know. My friend John found him somewhere, but then we went over his house to meet him because we thought that it was interesting that we're all playing this silly game. And
did you guess, say pedophile?
45-year-old pedophile. I can tell you stories.
No, but he was older. He was
course.
He had 10 years on us. Anyway, that's where that ended. But my other friend started a bulletin board system, and he had three nodes. He had actually three lines, so three people could call in at the same time and enter these conferences. I guess somehow or another he had these different conferences. It was 60 conferences that people could go in and, I guess, chat or post.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think it was more posting then. I don't think it was a live chatting. But there was a conference called the Beer Conference. And I think I was 17 at the time. So I would just go in there as a goof and type, I love beer or I like beer, just silly things. And then I guess the moderator of the conference got upset and told my friend Mike, who was running this bulletin board system, to kick me out. So I was banned from the beer conference, which I thought was kind of funny. So I would create a new name and try to get in again. But somehow or another, I got caught. So I couldn't go on there anymore. In fact, for a little while, I was banned from logging into my friend Mike's bulletin board system. Because I would call all the time, and I would tie up one of his nodes. And one of his lines, I think it was line 3, would get hooked. It would get off the hook or something like that. And he could tell who was on it. And he's like, oh, this, you know, son of a gun, Brian's on node 3 again. And he shut down the modem so now no one could get in. It was quite funny. But he was going to make that a business. And he actually asked me to do voiceovers for his business.
Please tell me you have this. Liar, liar.
He might have them. I don't know. But you know,
get him.
You know what? Maybe I do have them. I don't know. But it was called the Imperium BBS. I called it the Imperium BBS. Like, that was my...
Please find me that.
That was the commercial for it.
Please. Do you know this guy still?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get him?
He's like a computer whiz.
Get him. He has to have him then. Has to.
So, he went on to do more things. Like, now... Or he was hosting websites, like, when, you know, when everything came about. And then he sold the company to somebody else and stuff. So, like, I don't know. Really into computers. But it was quite fun back in those days to just dial up a computer. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I'm somewhere else. I'm at somebody's, like, you know, computer in somebody's house. And I'm playing a game and stuff. It was fun. And when I went to college, they had sort of the internet. But it was just... I think it was just...
Like CompuServe or Genie?
It was some kind of, like, you could email each other, just each other, and you could go on to some sort of, like, limited internet, I guess it was, but it was pretty cool. And then, you know, then I guess the internet opened up. I don't really know how it happened, but then you could access anything. But that was my story. I didn't have any cute handles, like... apparently you did.
Yes, I did.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
What was your handle?
Well, first, I got into it. Nobody had modems. Nobody knew what a modem was.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And this is back in the PET days. I started off on a Commodore PET. And that's what I started on. And then my first computer was a Texas Instruments TI-99/4A. Excuse me. TI-99/4A. My first computer. And then I had a Commodore. But then we had modems. Like, nobody knew about modems. My friend had a modem. My friend Alex had a modem. And it was like, you can call other people. You can call other computers and talk to them. Nobody knew this existed. Mm-hmm. There was this really small group of people that had it. My first modem, I used to have to pick up the phone and dial it, and then wait for the carrier, and then throw the carrier with the switch. Like, it wasn't even that I had to throw the carrier at the switch. I was one step away from acoustic modems, where you actually had to put the phone on the thing. Like, war games. Like, I almost got to that point.
And hard to believe they had that.
Yeah. So then, it was the weirdest thing. It was the coolest thing in the world. Like, this is like before people just had board computers and they played games and they did whatever. And nobody knew that you could talk to each other. You know? Mm-hmm. And then we did. And it opened. I used to run a BBS.
Oh, you ran one?
I ran one. And D-Dial was huge back then. D-Dial is what, they take an Apple, you had an Apple, and whatever his name was, Bill something.
Bill Gates?
No. Bill Banishevitz or something, whatever. I should give him credit because the guy invented D-Dial. Apple's, in the back of Apple's, there's like 7 I.O. ports. Don't ask me why. Maybe they had a lot of foresight. I don't know. So the guy says, wait a minute. You can plug whatever you want into them.
Right.
The guy's like, I could plug 7 modems into it, write a program, and then get 7 phone lines.
Huh.
And then people can chat with each other. So I used to go on all these BBSs all the time. And they used to sit there and you'd have, like, they'd always have, like, you know, rate the best BBS. And it was always, you know, this one, Don Luby's, all these famous ones. But D-Dial was always number one. I never logged on to it. I didn't know what D-Dial was.
Right.
And that's what it was. You would get online and you would chat with people. It's pretty much Twitter. So I understand why people are so addicted to Twitter.
Because
when I was a kid, I was addicted to D-Dial. And you just get on there and you type with 6 or 7 other people. And then that was it. And would sit there and talk at 300 baud, and it would just scroll across the screen nice and slow. That was like the beginning of like chat rooms.
Yeah, they had something like that at college too. I know what you mean.
It was probably a DDoS. It was the coolest thing in the world. Now you have to remember, it was all computer nerds,
right?
And it was like a social network, like people that were like, I was a scrawny little nerdy kid. It was like a social, and you didn't have to be seen or anything like that. It was just a very interesting way to talk to people.
Yeah.
And God, we got addicted to it. Addicted to it. Then I ran my own board, and I did all that stuff, and then it got... When PCs came out. So, mm-hmm. This was all before PCs. This was all Ataris. Commodores was the biggest thing in the world. It's in sliced bread. Every board was run on a Commodore.
Okay.
IBM boards were, like, you know... snooty.
Mm-hmm.
Apple boards were okay, but it was all Commodore board. Every board was a Commodore. So then PCs came in, and then I'm like 15 years old, so okay, here come the hormones. Here comes the no money. So that's when I was done with computers. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go meet girls, and I don't have the money to go buy a PC.
Oh.
And that's when I left. That was the thing that those two things ruined me for computers, and I stepped away from them. I wasn't really that good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Alex was brilliant. Like, he could do anything.
Right.
Like, he could program things, you know. I barely ran my board. He helped me out.
Oh, okay.
But it was interesting to be part of that at the beginning. Like, that was like the wild, wild west. That was the wild, wild west of modeming.
Yeah, I would say it was. I mean, because you're communicating with somebody that you don't know who they are.
Oh.
And it's like not... Like when you say chat room now, you get this negative feeling about it. But like... I don't know if it was.
It was because it's a number game. Chat rooms now, think if you have a million people,
mm-hmm.
obviously there's more, but let's say a million people, 20,000 of them are pedophiles or perverts or whatever. So they're going to be in those chat rooms. Once you shrink the numbers down, like these are the only people that were calling D-Dial, you know, there might have been one weirdo in the whole, so it was a normal chat room and people would chat. You know, but you'd go to these D-Dial parties, and my voice didn't even change. I'm like, hi, how are you? And I'm talking to some guy that's 50. But it was because you were both into computers. You know what
right.
I mean? It was interesting. You go to these parties.
You mean you actually met these people?
I met these people.
That's strange.
We used to have D-Dial parties, and you'd go there, and I was young, you know, and it's just like, and you meet the Psysops and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Psysop.
Psysop, which is, you know, some people say Sysop.
That's computer nerds
says Sysop. It's Sysop. It's Sysop.
Yeah, but I remember.
I don't care.
I don't think I've ever heard that or seen that term like since then.
Yeah, I was a Sysop. I was a Sysop of the Forgotten Realm. That was the name of my BBS.
The Forgotten Realm.
And my handle was Questar.
Questar. Why Questar?
Because it was just a role playing BBS.
Oh really?
Yeah, I ran a role playing BBS.
Wow.
It was called FRP BBS. Was the program. I wish I could give credit to the guy that wrote it because it was really cool. And then people would run fantasy games. I was a nerd.
Yeah.
God. Questar?
And you make fun of Star Trek.
I make fun of Star Trek. I'm Questar. I shouldn't make fun of Star Trek. I'm Questar. So I used to run it, and then people would run. They'd run their role-playing games. And people would make moves and roll dice. It was like playing D&D,
right.
But on a board. And you'd call in. Okay, I want to, yeah. I want to, you know, use my whatever... magic, blah, 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 this and that. And I was the Sysop of the Forgotten Realm. I was Questar. I am Questar.
Questar the Great.
Oh, God. That was my handle, was Questar and Ping Pong Kid.
What's Ping Pong?
Ping Pong Kid, when we first, I was over Alex's house, the early 80s, and we were logging onto BBS's, and I didn't have a computer. He's like, you want a password? And you need a handle. Meanwhile, we were playing ping pong in the background because he had a ping pong table. So he said, you call yourself the Ping Pong Kid, who cares? And it stuck, and I was always a Ping Pong Kid. I was PPK. Like, I took it away. I didn't write down Ping Pong Kid. I was PPK. After that, I'm not even good at ping pong. You know, I'm not even Ping Pong Kid. And we just did it as a goof, and it stuck. And that's what I used my entire life, was PPK.
Wow.
So that was Ping Pong Kid. And Questar.
Questar.
That's bad. Nerd.
That's good.
It's bad. It's a bad scene. So then, yeah. So then, that was PPK.
Okay. Remember the sound the modems would make? You could almost mimic it. It was like...
What we used to do when it was cool, when you log on to a board, like boards only had one line.
Right.
The one guy had a phone line. This is way before, when only was one phone line in. So you'd call for hours trying to get into this
couldn't board. Get in.
Couldn't get in. Then we say, you know what you do? Emergency breakthrough. So you don't call the phone, call the operator, don't make emergency breakthrough. Because it would unclick the modem. Like you know if somebody picks up, you're on the phone and somebody picks up, if you're on the modem, somebody in your house picks up the phone to make a call, you get disconnected, and you're a 13-year-old kid like, Ma! Ma, I was on a BBS! So then when we said, wait a minute. We'll just make emergency breakthrough. So whenever we want to get on a board, we'd call the operator, we need to make emergency breakthrough to this number. It's very important. And then they'd break through, and the woman would come back, and she'd go, most of the time, because this was when faxes were even, you know, kind of new. She's like, I think it must be a fax. She's like, okay, thanks, bye, click. And then we dial the number real quick, and it would ring, because we disconnected the other guy. Oh, we were assholes. We were assholes.
Wow.
And now for some music from The Wag.
Present no, you.
No, don't do it. No.
What?
No!
What do you mean, no?
I'm ashamed of myself.
Why are you ashamed of yourself?
Hang on a second. Go ahead.
Oh, he's getting under the table.
Go ahead.
I present to you none.
Who?
Hello?
I present to you none other than. I don't know. No, I present to you Questar. The great underneath the table here.
Why is he underneath the table?
Why is he Questar?
That's more importantly.
No, I don't know.
I want a copy of this recording, by the way.
This is getting erased.
No,
you think this is making it to the Mandatory Radio Show?
It's making it. We're pumping it into my computer now.
When I was a kid, and I will say, because I make fun of you nerds, as I like to call you people, I ran a bulletin board system. And it was a fantasy role-playing bulletin board system. So people played D&D, and I ran the bulletin board system. My name was Questel. That was my hand. So I am Questel. And I make fun of you Star Trek people. Back when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, I was Questel, or the Ping Pong Kid, depending on which day of the week it
was. The what? The King Kong?
No, the Ping Pong Kid. I was Ping Pong Kid, too.
It's worse. It's not King Kong. It's Ping.
Yeah, I wish I was a King Kong Kid.
No, instead of just a
ping. I can hold my head up, you know, slightly, at a 20-degree angle, instead of staring straight down like an ostrich.
This has got to make it onto the radio show, that's all I have to say. And I definitely want a copy, because at least I'll have proof that you are Questel.
I was Questel.
You know it's the name of our next album, right?
I'm thinking that we should call it Questar, or in the mind of
Questel. No, we should just put in the credits. You know, drums, Questel.
That would be good.
And I thought that was a cool name.
I would do that.
I was like, what can I call myself? What can I call myself? And I was running a fantasy role-playing bulletin board system, so I'm like, they're on Quest. I'm going to call myself Questar. And I thought this was cool.
Everybody probably liked it, right?
They probably thought I was an asshole. Hey, come on, Questar.
Well, everybody had a name, didn't they?
We all had handles. My CP handle was Snowdog. That one I could live with.
But, I mean, with the role-playing game, didn't everybody else have, like, a...
Yeah, but they weren't as nerdy as Questar.
What were they?
My friend was Prez Barney.
What?
My other friend was Swamp Fox. Trying to think of
all. Did you say name. Barney?
Prez Barney.
What am I not?
My other friend was a conductor.
All right, so far Questar is the geekiest one.
Oh, beyond a doubt.
Prez Barney?
Prez Barney. Prez Barney was cool.
What is Prez Barney?
Prez Barney. P-R-E-Z Barney. Prez Barney. Ice Maniac? He was a co on Adidas.
I have impressive. No idea what you just said.
Co size up on Adidas.
I still don't
it's
know.
Code. It's code for being a nerd up. Back in 85. You're a co on Adidas.
I think my friend John was a co. And it's funny.
This is a scary conversation.
Oh, you know what, Brian? There were, what was it? I forget, there was something, I can't even remember now, but...
Great story.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. But there was...
It's going to be the lead into the next Amanda Radio.
Yeah, that's it. There was another conference that we got.
I have a new segment for the show, Boring Stories by Brian Ohm.
That was a non-story.
That didn't even make it into a story. But you reminded me about, I think I was telling you...
Oh, I can't remember.
This isn't gonna be good for for radio, but I told you about the story that
the rest of it was.
The Questar thing. There's gotta be something you can pull from that. Gotta be. We are not done with Questar. Questar's gonna be in print.
I opened the can of worms. At least I'll admit when I was bad. I make fun of you guys. All I used to do was go home from school and log onto my computer. That's all I used to do.
That's funny. A lot of people do that now.
I know. It swings around. That's why
and it's normal.
When I look at Alicia and she's addicted to Twitter, I can't say anything because I understand it because that was D-Dial. D-Dial's Twitter. We used to do it 20 years ago. And it was just a different... It was just a different thing.
But I'm not addicted to Twitter, but when I was at my last job and there were no doctors there, there was nothing to do. I keep myself awake.
Oh, don't get me wrong. No, don't get me wrong. It's just everybody is. But I understand the allure of it because when we were kids, we did the same thing. You know, and we didn't have the technology to do it. We imagined this technology when we were kids. We had to sit there and wait 4 hours to get into a BBS.
Right.
Just to sign on for 20 minutes and then they'd kick you off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You used to download... You know how I used to put in games? I used to type them in BASIC. I'd get a magazine, one magazine, and then they'd have a program in BASIC and you'd have to find your computer. I had a TI. The first one was a TI. Mm. So I'm like, okay, this program's for a TI. And you'd spend 7 hours typing in the game. You had to type it in.
Right.
Save it onto a cassette player, and then you'd hit run like it was going to work. And then even syntax error here, this error here, syntax error because you just make typos left and right. So you spend the next 3 hours proofreading it, and then when you finally hit run, it was the most boring game in the world. But it was a game. That right. was it. You were mesmerized by it. And that's how we used to do it. I used to tape onto cassette tapes.
And now, another non sequitur on the Imaginary Radio Show.
Woody Woodpecker ever do any ad work?
Thanks for listening to another Imaginary Radio Show non sequitur.
I took a class on BASIC, program whatever. And I don't know, it wasn't really that great. And didn't do anything for me now, that's for sure.
Oh, well, yeah, BASIC is...
Do they even use C++? I don't even know.
No, I don't even have that. I didn't learn C. I learned BASIC. Everybody knew BASIC. I learned Apple Machine Language. I learned Fortran, and I learned Pascal.
I didn't learn any of that stuff.
I took all those, so I knew how to program with that. And then you know what it got me? We're working trucking now. It's got me no place. Got me
and
no
I have
place.
A degree in music, and I work at a zoo and a bakery.
Exactly.
But you're Questar.
I mean, Questar. It got me the moniker.
Wow.
But I used to program and do everything, and yeah. I could still do BASIC.
Really?
I don't remember. I wouldn't be good at it. For next statements, if then statements, data statements. I remember it a little bit. You just walk in, you just walk into computer stores, you know, 10, print, Questar is great, 20, go to 10, run, and then you go out of the store. And then we just print, Questar is great, Questar is great, Questar is great. Oh, God.
Wow.
Nice.
TI had the easiest BASIC in the world. You could do graphics on a TI in BASIC. It was unbelievable. This is a real nerd conversation I have to have with a guy that loves TIs. But you couldn't, any machine language... I remember my final project in machine language in on Apples in when I was a sophomore. I tried to make this guy dive off a diving board. And you had to program it in machine language. Graphics on an Apple were impossible to do in BASIC. Or maybe they weren't. There's probably some Apple guy that's telling me I'm an idiot. Questar, you're an idiot. But so my whole final project was getting the guy to dive off a diving board.
Right.
And he had to do, I wanted him to do one flip and land in the pool.
Okay.
He would never make it. He'd belly flop. I couldn't get him to make it all the way around. I handed it in. I still got it. They gave A's out there as long as you can get something on the screen. But it used to piss me off. I remember that final product. I couldn't get it to work. I was pulling my hair out. Machine language, that was 1-0-0-0-1-0. Oh my God. This was in that's what we used to play on Apples. That we used to go after school, nerd time. Here's nerd fact number 54. I'm Brian. After school, we had computer club. And you used to go there. And then we'd play
games. Where's my bell?
And one of the games we played was Tuesday Night Football. It was a text football game. So you type in what I want to throw the ball, or I want a nickel defense, and then we'd just randomly pick things, and it would say, okay, he throws the ball to this guy. Tackled. That was the game. That was the fun we had. We thought that was fun.
Wow.
And then you see nowadays, you see Madden, 2000, whatever. And it looks like, am I watching a real game? Meanwhile, I'm thinking back to Tuesday Night Football, where it's like, you throw it, and it's scrolling really slow, and that was the game. And we were just mesmerized by it.
Right.
Mesmerized. I remember when the first video game, when Dragon's Lair came out. Remember Dragon's Lair?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get somebody in here who knows these games. But when Dragon's Lair and Space Ace came out, it was like watching a cartoon. People would sit, and you'd stand by the video game playing, and there would be 30 people behind you watching the game.
Really?
In the arcades. It was tremendous when those games first came out. And they were the dumbest games in the world because it was all patterns. It was like a cartoon. You just had to know when to hit the joystick. But if any video game that came out was good. When 720 came out, you'd have people lined up behind. It was a skating game. And you'd have people were five deep looking like this. And they'd watch some guy play for 2 hours. It was unbelievable. Such a weird dynamic. It was a weird dynamic. We spent a lot of time in arcades.
Wow.
I lived in arcades. You put the quarter up on top of the thing, that means you were next.
Really?
Yeah, if you went up to a video game and you go up to the top of the thing, sometimes you'd put it down there, but you didn't want to interrupt the guys playing. But in the top where they had the name of the game,
right,
you put your quarter up there. And that showed that you were the next person to play.
Never heard of that.
These are all arcade things. I was good at Galaga. I was good at Circus Charlie, which is the most unknown game in the world. Nobody knows Circus Charlie.
Never heard of it.
It was down at this store down like a block, you know, a couple blocks away from my house when I was a kid. So you couldn't walk, the arcade was on the other side of town. But Circus Charlie, and it was near my school. So we used to, this was the only video game that was there. Circus Charlie, I'm Mr. Circus. Questar is the master of Circus Charlie. I mastered that game. I was good at Galaga, Circus Charlie, Mario Bros. I was pretty good at. My other friend was good at 720. He ruled at 720. He was the skater kid that played 720 that had people surrounding him when he played. My friend Swamp Fox was good at 3D Pac-Man when that came out. That was a big thing.
3D
Pac-Man? Yeah, it was like a weird kind of Pac-Man. He was really good at that. We used to play. We all had our games that we were very good at. And we'd go in the arcade and we'd split up and play those games. And that's when I was a nerd.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
I remember the first game that... Oh, what the hell was the name of that game? It was the first time you could play, four people play at once. There were four joysticks on the video game. And it was an adventure game, like it was D&D. What's the name of that game?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Valkyrie needs food, badly. I remember the thing.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, what was the name of that game?
It was like a dwarf, lady fighter, a big guy, and something else, right?
I don't remember, but I remember Valkyrie.
And you can jump in. Like while somebody's playing on the
arcade. Yeah, you play.
You put a quarter in, then you're the dwarf, or you're the wizard. Maybe it was a wizard.
It was everything. You had four things, whatever they were. I mean, you had four joysticks
and
on
you
the
fight
thing.
The board together.
Yeah, and
then
you
advance or something.
Yeah, and I just remember Valkyrie needs food badly. And you had to go find the food, and you were Valkyrie. And what was the name of that game? Like when that came out, that was huge.
That was
like
good.
Four people at once. Like
I would go to the boardwalk and play that game. With
Super Sprint. Remember Super Sprint? It had three steering wheels on it.
Nah.
It was a racing game, and you could race people. What? Dan remembers it. Yeah, Dan's my age. Dan, do you remember Super Sprint?
Yeah, we used to go to the mall just to play Super Sprint.
See?
Atari. Loved it.
He remembers.
He might remember the Valkyrie games.
What games were you good at, Dan?
Good at? Bomb Jack. You ever play Bomb Jack?
I remember Bomb Jack.
That's
an old game.
Yeah, that was in the Cumberland Farms. And we would pump quarters into that.
Tron was a good game.
Good game. How about Spy Hunter?
Spy Hunter rules.
The slick, the oil.
Yeah,
slick.
The oil slicks. Oh, Spy Hunter. And the sit down, when I had sit down Spy Hunter, you there was a line for sit down Spy Hunter.
And I think it was one of the first games that was 50 cents, too. Oh, Dragon's Lair and Space Ace.
See? I was just talking about that, Brian didn't know what they were.
Yeah, they were like animation. You made a decision one way, but they were 50 cents.
And remember, people would line up around.
Yeah.
There were like nine people deep watching.
No one had ever seen graphics like that.
The first dollar game I remember playing was a driving game. I don't remember the name of it, but it had a stick shift. So you sat down and you had to drive a car with a stick shift. Oh my God! It was a dollar, and you more than happily put it in.
I played arcade games recently because we go to Funtime America and Chuck E. Cheese.
So
the driving games are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And the shooting games, too, are like just ridiculous.
It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing.
What else?
Yeah, do you remember a game?
A lot of system games, though. Like, once, like, 3DO came out. You remember 3DO? It was the precursor to PlayStation.
See, I was done.
It was the first CD based game.
I was done.
And then also in college, All-Stars Baseball for Nintendo. I mean, I blew a whole semester. Because there was a league, and you would like...
create your own player.
Yeah, you played that game, right?
Oh, I still have the game.
Oh, he's out. I was out.
Great game.
I was out.
Great game.
I kept my Nintendo NES system, and I saved the games that I liked the best, which would be baseball, All-Stars, whatever.
The next year, it was Madden. And then that went for like 3 years. We played Madden. There were variations of Madden. It was like Bill Walsh's college... 80, like, but it was the same basic game, same controls as Madden, And NHL too.
I had Coleco Zaxxon. I was done. After ColecoVision, I was done.
When I was in Long Branch, it was Jet Moto. You ever hear of Jet Moto? Great game for
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Remember Punch Out?
I remember Mike Tyson.
No, Punch Out in the
ball. Bowl.
Remember Punch Out?
How about
Warrior Needs Food badly?
See, that's the game we're talking about.
What game is that?
What the hell is it called? Dungeons and Dragons?
No, but it was. Or something. What the hell's the name of that game?
Yeah, War.
Valkyrie Needs Food
badly. Yeah. Everybody remembers that line. We can't remember the name of the game.
And then my other really favorite, one of my favorite games in high school was Skate or Die.
Skate or die. 720. 720.
720.
That's 720.
Awesome game.
That's another one that my friend was brilliant at.
Yeah, I was very good at that. I could win that game in the arcade. That's really? Might have been one of my best arcade games.
That was one of your best arcade games.
Yeah, because they had it at Hobby Masters, and again, we would go to Red Bank just to play this game. And I could play it for like 20 minutes on a one quarter.
That's good, yeah. I was Galaga. I was Galaga, Mario Brothers.
Oh, Galaga's tough. You know, I have Galaga on Wii, and it's exactly the same.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You know how many times I punched that machine?
I got a bunch of those games for Wii, because they're like $5, you buy them online.
How do you do that? I got to learn how to do that.
They have like all those old Namco and everything.
I just bought the joystick. Like the Atari joystick, and you plug it into your TV, and it's got 20 games
on it. Yeah.
And it has
there was no
better joystick in the world. I don't care.
Yeah.
For the next 400 years, they're never going to make a better joystick than the Atari 2600.
I don't know. Once you get used to a D-pad, and then you have
No.
You can manipulate. In Madden now, you can do, like, the guy's running with the ball. You can stiff arm, juke, spin, hop. Like, if you know how to do all those moves.
I can't.
It comes too hard.
I need an Atari joystick with one button on it.
I know you want me all for you.
and thanks for listening to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show.
Played a lot of video games growing up. We had this place behind the Acme, you know, right where Alicia used to work. And it was called the Whistle Stop, and it was all pinball machines, and they were the first people. It was like pinball machines, guitar lessons, a jukebox, you know, Elios and Cokes and stuff.
Cool place to go.
Yeah, it was great. We all went there for lunch every day, and then this guy would always get there first somehow and play the same two songs for like 2 years. Every lunch started with "I Want You to Want Me" and "Pretty Woman." And then, they got Space Invaders. I think Asteroids they had first, but Space Invaders was like a couple months later. And then, Donkey Kong.
There's a place, I think.
Was number three game.
Donkey Kong. I was never good at that game.
Mario Brothers, which was the second Donkey Kong. That was a great game.
That's my game.
Yeah, it's a really great game.
We used to play Killer Mario Brothers, where you play with the other guy, but you try to kill him.
Right.
So you knock the turtle over, and just when he's getting ready to kick it off, you knock it up again. Or you hit the POW button. Just when he's fine. You're like, and it was a race for the upside down turtle, and you with the POW button. Oh.
Good stuff.
So much fun.
Yeah, I like those video games back then. Then that place closed down, so we didn't. Then they had some of the, like I said, the Cumberland Farms. It just happened to be Bomb Jack, so you know what? We learned Bomb Jack.
That's what I was telling him.
Nine boards. Like, we could really go on that.
I could play Circus Charlie for an hour and a half. Nobody's ever heard of this game. It just happened to be the video game that was at the sweet shop in Rutherford.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this is probably the only game I can play. I'm going to be Mr. Circus Charlie.
Yeah. Everybody was Mr. Bomb Jack, and there was a line.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Band Chatter. When the Wag's not busy writing, recording, and rehearsing, this is what takes place.
Okay, let's get started.
You want to get a Shane Quest star?
One, two.
Want to go f*** yourself, bro?
This should be it.
All right, go ahead. One, two, three.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.